I guess I've been fortunate in a way that when I started as a newspaper reporter, I went to work for a major metropolitan newspaper that was owned by a family. And it had its quirks, okay? Like every year we always had to run the prize steer at the stock show on the front page. And I thought that was a little bit silly. But I find out there's a whole lot worse that can happen.
You're right.
Because I was there and lived through the transition of this newspaper that was first bought by a company with ties to the Central Intelligence Agency. In fact, it was bought by Cap City Communications, which, come to find out, was controlled by Bill Casey, who Reagan appointed head of the CIA and got in all kinds of trouble. Was deeply involved in the Iran-Contra scandal. Then he died suddenly, and they blamed everything on him, and everything dropped, and that was the end of that. And then it went on to other large corporations, and now it's owned by another large corporation. They bring people in from other towns, other states, who are loyal only to the corporation. They bring them in, they leave them there for a year or so, and just about the time that they've been there long enough to maybe be able to figure out how that town actually works and who's actually in control, then they're moved on through the corporate systems. And anyone who stands up and says, this is a crappy system and we need to be doing investigative, hard-hitting, objective news, they are, in many ways, told to sit down and shut up. If that doesn't happen, then they find some reason to let them go. This is what goes on. And if you want to rise to more pay, more position in this corporate structure, then you quickly learn what it is they want printed and what it is they don't want printed, and you see that it happens that way. They don't even have to come and give you orders. You get to the level of NBC News, ABC News, and you go to them and you say, there was a big UFO that hung over a gate at O'Hare Airport. I have a picture of it, and I've got two people here with me who witnessed it. You think they're going to put you on the air? Forget it. They know better than to do that. This is the control of the media. It starts with sheer laziness, and then it blends into overwork, okay? At one time, there were 25 people on the staff of the newspaper I worked for, and by the time Cap Cities got through with it, there was 11 trying to do the work of 25. And under that kind of situation, all you can do is just get what you have to get done. You can't.
Right, you react.
You react, and there's no time or effort to do anything.